Welcome back to Sharpen the Iron Podcast, where it is my job to share with you tools, lessons, inspiration, and ideas to help you sharpen your iron mind, empowering you to go out and walk with God day by day to maximize your life. So this thought came to me a couple weeks ago about going on a journey or getting yourself into something, starting something new. And the idea was, if you knew what the journey entailed, you may never begin. For me, this seems to be the case with many things. If I had a full understanding from the start of what the journey may entail, the unpleasant surprises, the trials, the obstacles, the price that you would have to pay, you know, I probably would never have begun a lot of things. So say you're planning a month-long trip to Europe, for example. You can, and obviously should, beforehand sit down and try to figure out, what is this going to cost me? So cost in terms of money and opportunity. If you're going to be in Europe for a month, it may cost thousands of dollars. And it will also cost time away from family and from friends and work and whatever other activities you have going on back home. Now, these are the costs that we can try and calculate and think through beforehand, right? However, what we do not know is all the unknown that lay out there. And you have to think, all the unknown is far greater than anything we do know. You know, you know nothing in comparison to all that there is to know. So every journey is full of predictable stress. And that predictable stress is manageable because we can try and plan appropriately beforehand. But every journey is also full of unpredictable stress. Things that we never could have imagined would have happened or accounted for. And I believe if we knew what the journey fully entailed, we would never begin anything new. So in this situation, not having expectations or, you know, being somewhat ignorant, not in terms of voluntary ignorance, but simply because you do not know any better, it is almost a good thing. What I find myself doing is thinking of something new I could do, something I could start, you know. For example, I'm making plans with friends to go on a camping, little camping fishing trip in the Boundary Waters. And at first I begin to think of the magic of the trip. And all the amazing things that could happen, the fish we could catch, the experiences we could have, the memories we could make, and the bond we could form with each other. However, you know, after so long of thinking, only just kind of all the good things, again, all the magic that could come from something like this, I slowly begin to start to think of the cost that comes with it all and all the potential ways things could go wrong. You know, I start to worry about the money and thinking of how much will I be out? How much will this cost me? I start thinking, you know, what if the bugs are bad? What if the fish do not bite? What if it rains the whole time? What if someone gets sick? Now, obviously, all of these things are genuine possibilities and could and should be considered as real concerns. You know, I do not think you would be wise to not think about or think through these things. We obviously must understand what we are getting ourselves into when doing something. However, the rational, logical mind has the tendency towards counting costs and looking at things in terms of wins and losses, gains and losses, black and white. Black or white, I should say, not black and white. The wins or losses, gains or losses. That's the calculating mind has the tendency for and or thinking. It's this or that, yes or no. Richard Rohr talks about this, the non-dual mind that sees and. Within anything, there is wins and losses, light and dark, yes and no. Things are not or. Things are not, it's not a zero-sum game of zero or something or nothing. That's just not how it works. But the rational mind, the calculating mind, it's a great tool. But it also can talk us out of doing a lot of amazing things to try and avoid risk. The thing is, though, that everything we do comes at a price, which means risk is always involved. So the rational mind can talk us out of going on this trip and we can choose to stay at home instead. But we must also understand that there is a price to pay for. So there's a price for going on a camping trip. And obviously there's potential risks involved in that. But there is also a price for staying at home and potentially doing nothing. There is risks involved with that as well. So we must know, we must realize there is a price to pay for action. And there is also a price to pay for inaction. We must obviously use logic when making decisions, but logic should not always have the final say. Logic says, why would you ever run 26.2 miles? If anyone who has ever ran that far allowed logic to stop them, they would have never achieved something great like running a marathon. And to add to this, going along with the idea of if you knew what you got yourself into, you may never begin something. So if the person who signed up for the marathon knew the early mornings that were to come, the sore legs, the chafed body, the money they might have to spend on races, on the race and shoes and hotels, and all the other little things, they probably would never have signed up for that race. And I guess what I am truly trying to allude to is the idea that with everything we get ourselves into, there are lots of unknowns. But that should not be a reason why we do not go out and try something new. If we knew what the future held, what this day could bring, you may never leave your bed. If you knew today would be the day you got fired from your job or lost your dog, you know, you might avoid ever going out, leaving that bed. And in some way, it is a reminder that it is okay that we do not know everything. And I frankly do not think we would want to. I think this can help us keep in touch with God, to be willing to take the leap of faith and trust in Him. Our human minds can only see so far ahead. We only know what we know, but what we don't know pales in comparison. What we do know, all the information we know, which is very limited, pales in comparison to what we don't know. Too much thinking just leads to anxiety, which ruins the present moment, which is truly all we have. We must take action and keep moving forward, trusting that God will lead us along the way. He will teach us through it all. All the unpleasant surprises in any journey can be transformed into something good. I heard this quote once that some people see surprises. You know, surprises have a dual element to them. Every journey is full of surprises, and there's a dual element. Some are pleasant, and some are unpleasant, right? I mean, that's just how things work. Sometimes you go on this journey, you go and take this leap of faith, and things come up, and that's just how it is. And other times, everything seems to work together pleasantly. All these pleasant surprises come working in your favor. And if we believe what Romans 8:28 says, then we must trust that God will use everything for the good of those who love Him. All the obstacles can become the way forward, and all the struggles can become our teacher. If you knew what marriage fully entailed, you would never get married. If you knew the pain and struggle that came along with having kids, you would never have them. Right? If you knew everything that would happen in your life, you probably might not keep moving forward. So I think simply embrace the unknown, and just, it's okay that we don't know. That unknown, again, keeps us in touch with God. My mind has the tendency to think a day ahead, 2 days ahead, 3 days ahead. I start trying to calculate, you know, well, this is going to happen at this time. I have a little bit of time between these two things. What can I use that time for? You know, my mind starts trying to calculate all the details. And in those moments, I just have to remind myself, like, everything will work out. Just try to give it over to God. Use that as an entry point into communication with God. And just start and keep moving forward. You cannot account for everything possible. Do not allow logic to talk you out of things, because no matter what, again, it's not or. It's not win or loss. It's win and loss. In anything you do, there can be wins and there can be losses. There can be yeses and there can be noes. It is not either or. That is actually a term in psychology, is catastrophizing, which is thinking in terms of black or white. You know, it's taking things to the most extreme. And that is actually a problem with our thinking. You know, you think because you stub or because you got your foot's injured that you're never going to be able to run again. And if you can't run again, then who are you? And who are you? Then you might as well die. You know, you instantly take things to you instantly make a mountain out of a molehill. And that is catastrophizing. And we must stay aware of that. We must just begin the journey. And that's it. That's the bottom line. Trust in God. Thank you guys for listening and showing up. I hope you enjoyed. Remember that you have been blessed. So go forth and be blessers. Have a great one. And as always, sharpen the iron.